Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. This is where we explore the fringes of scientific possibility, and we bring you the stories of how human curiosity is pushing the boundaries of our own understanding. Welcome to the Space News Pod. In today's episode, we're taking you on a journey through space to introduce to you Psyche, an unusual metal-rich asteroid hiding within the asteroid belt. Set to launch on October 12th from NASA's Kennedy Space Center aboard a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket, the mission to explore the celestial object could redefine what we know about the solar system. Scientists are speculating that Psyche might not just be another asteroid, but could potentially be the exposed core of a failed planet or something even more astonishing. And in the realm of space exploration, asteroids have often been overshadowed by the attention-grabbing allure of planets and stars. Yet the asteroid known as Psyche, barely more than a glint through a telescope, is demanding our undivided attention. Scientists like Henry Stone from NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory are fervently discussing its potential as not just another asteroid, but as a possible key to understanding the solar system's complex history. Now, what makes this asteroid particularly noteworthy is its unique composition. Unlike many asteroids that are mainly rocky or icy, Psyche is considered to be loaded with metal. Researchers, including Paul Byrne, a planetary scientist at Washington University in St. Louis, are frankly admitting, we have no clue what we're going to find. This mission is full of unknowns. And another point of intrigue is its location within the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. This region of space is akin to a cosmic lost and found, home to various celestial bodies left over from the formation of our own solar system. What's particularly intriguing is the idea that Psyche might provide clues about conditions in the early solar system, when planets were still forming and celestial chaos was the norm. Psyche has long been a subject of observation, but never up close. Radar data from Earth-based telescopes have provided some insights into its metallic nature, but nothing compares to a firsthand look. The forthcoming mission is eagerly awaited, not just for its scientific importance, but also because it marks a collaboration between NASA and SpaceX, merging governmental resource prowess with private sector efficiency. Now, the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter is a hotbed of various kinds of space rocks. The categories include stony types with some metal, often known as S-types, rocky ones with clays and other carbon-bearing compounds, labeled C-types, and the ones believed to be highly metallic, referred to as M-types. Psyche falls into this last, rare category. 170-mile-wide asteroid was discovered way back in 1852 by Italian astronomer Annabelle de Gasperis, who named it after the Greek goddess of the soul. And observations and radar echoes over the years suggest that this object is quite dense and highly reflective, fueling theories that it could be an almost entirely metallic body. The high metal content of Psyche has spurred a range of theories about its origin that are as captivating as they are varied. One of the most fascinating ideas that Lindy Elkins-Tanton, the mission's principal investigator, has entertained is that Psyche could very well be the core of a failed planet. The theory goes that this planetary embryo could have been on its way to becoming a fully formed planet, but something cataclysmic occurred. A massive collision with another celestial object could have stripped it of its outer layers, leaving just the core exposed. And under normal circumstances, getting a look at the core of a planet is almost impossible. The cores are naturally enveloped by layers of mantle and crust, making them inaccessible to direct observation. Scientists usually have to use indirect methods to understand a planet's core. And they study things like seismic waves on Earth or the gravitational pull exerted by planets to estimate that what might be at their centers. Now, if Psyche turns out to be an exposed core, it would represent a priceless opportunity to study this unusually hidden layer directly, providing insights that could reshape theories about planetary formation. Yet, the exposed core theory is just one among many. Other scientists propose that Psyche might be a survivor of early solar system violence, but not necessarily a planetary core. Could just be a fragment resulting from the catastrophic collision of two large celestial bodies, akin to how our own moon was created. Alternatively, it might have always been an independent body, formed from the same swirling mass of gas and dust that gave birth to the rest of our solar system. Its metal-rich composition could then be a natural outcome of the conditions prevalent during its formation. As enticing as these theories are, though, they remain conjectures until the mission to Psyche can provide tangible data. As Robert Massey, project manager at the Psyche mission at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, puts it, until we get there and see it up close, everything about Psyche remains a hypothesis. The spacecraft's payload of scientific instruments is designed to bring back the kind of information that will allow scientists to distinguish between these competing theories, making this one of the most keenly awaited missions for the planetary science community. Now, the potentials and unknowns of Psyche are tremendous. The missions are called wild cards, according to Jim Bell, the Psyche deputy principal investigator, and they speculate about possible features they might find. Iron cliffs, frozen flows of yellow lava. While such hypotheses are speculative, they highlight the sheer level of unpredictability surrounding the mission. Brandon Johnson, a planetary scientist at Purdue University, adds that if Psyche turns out to have a remnant magnet field, it could almost confirm that we're looking at an exposed planet core. The Psyche spacecraft is brimming with specialized tools aimed at demystifying the asteroid. And among these are spectrometers for analyzing elemental composition, a magnetometer for detecting ancient magnetic fields, and various imaging systems. And after its launch, the spacecraft will journey around the solar system, swing by Mars in 2026 for a gravity boost, and then finally rendezvous with Psyche in 2029. And upon arrival, the spacecraft will take a cautious approach to orbiting the asteroid. We're going to sneak up on it, said Lindy Elkins Tanton. That's partly to capture better data and partly to deal with Psyche's irregular gravity field. Due to its unusual shape and high density, getting too close too quickly could jeopardize the whole mission. Now, as the Psyche mission draws near its launch date, the emotional and intellectual stakes are high for the team behind it. For Lindy Elkins Tanton and her colleagues, years of dedication are about to be tested as their spacecraft heads into the unknown. There's a feeling of both trepidation and exhilaration, and as Jim Bell, the Psyche deputy principal investigator, puts it, watching a spacecraft you worked on take off is like strapping your life's work on top of a volatile mix of chemicals and hoping for the best. It's a moment where years of rigorous scientific inquiry meet the unforgiving law of physics, and the outcome is anyone's guess. Of course, it's not just the scientists and engineers who are invested in this. The entire world stands to benefit from the knowledge that Psyche mission will accumulate. Should the spacecraft send back data confirming any of the theories about its origin, or even data that leads to new theories altogether, the scientific community could gain a radically new understanding of planetary formation and the early solar system. This isn't just about one mission or one asteroid. It's a quest for a deeper understanding of the universe itself. And even the tools developed for this mission, like specific tools of spectrometers and new computational models, could find applications in other scientific quests, perhaps in ways not yet envisioned. That said, it's important to acknowledge the risks. Space exploration is fraught with uncertainties. Complex machinery could fail, communication could be lost, or the asteroid could present conditions that were not anticipated. Every mission carries the possibility of failure, but it also carries the promise of invaluable scientific discovery. As Henry Stone of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory said, this is what makes space missions both terrifying and exhilarating. You never quite know what will happen, but you always hope for the unimaginable. In the end, Whether Psyche turns out to be an exposed core or a failed planet, a particular form of an M-type asteroid, or something entirely unexpected, the mission represents humanity's insatiable desire to understand our cosmos. Just like its namesake from ancient mythology, the Greek goddess of the soul, Psyche, the asteroid compels us to explore, question, and seek the essence of phenomena beyond our current understanding. Thank you for tuning into the show today. Remember, each episode is about 10 minutes or less, helping you catch up quickly on the groundbreaking science and technology topics that we cover on the show. And don't forget to hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform you're listening on right now. It helps us continue doing what we do. So please, it's free, takes just a second. And until next time, take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one.